Now, a pair of two surahs, Surah Al-Takwir, Surah Al-Infiqar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha shamsu kuwirat. This surah is very peculiar. That the theme of the as-sa'ah, what will be happening, you know? What will be the turmoil, the chaos of that turmoil of that day? Idha shamsu kuwirat. When the sun will be wrapped up. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. And when the stars will fall and lose their luster. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when the mountains will be made to move. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And when the 10 months pregnant she camels will be running here and there without being taken care of. The 10 months pregnant she camel was a very valuable thing for the Arab Bedouin. But no, today, that day, nobody will have any thought of that sea camel. Why then, whoso hushanat? And when the beasts were be herded together, that they will be, that even the beasts, they will forget that their function is to pray and kill and eat. No, no. They will be standing as a stud. They will be herded together. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas will boil and swell. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. And when the souls will be reunited. But the interpretation of this reunion of souls, we have two opinions. One is from Akrama and Hasan Basri, رَحِمَهُمَ اللَّهُ. That is, they will be reunited with their bodies. When we die, our souls are separated from our bodies. The bodies go to the earth, decays. But now on the resurrection, these souls are united again with the bodies. These bodies will be new. New bodies will be given, and now the souls will be reunited. Just as in the wombs of the mother, after 4 months, that soul, that spirit, is brought by the angel and united with the embryo in the womb of the mother. In the same way, on that day, the souls will be reunited with their bodies. But from Ibn Abbas of Allah Ta'ala Anhuma, the opinion is that the souls will be grouped in different categories. There are different categories of disbelievers, different categories of the believers. Among the believers, there would be prophets, messengers, then the Siddiqeen, then the Shuhada, and so on and so forth. Oh, ya Allah. So they'll be grouped accordingly. And in the same way, among the disbelievers and the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are different ways. وَإِذَا الْمَوْمُدَةُ سُوِلَتْ. And when the girl child buried alive is questioned, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin of her she was slain and buried alive. This was the custom with the Arabs in that Jahiliyyah, that they were very much ashamed when they were told that their daughter had been born to them. And most of them used to take the daughter and bury it alive, dig a pit and put her in it and then throw the sand over her. So now, instead of saying that the people will be asked, why did you bury your daughter? No, the scene is that maybe she will be asked, due to what mistake of yours you were slain? Why is that so harmful, O Sherat? And when the records of the deeds, they will be laid open. These are your records. Ikra kitabat, kafa bi nafsika al-yawm alayka hasiba. Why is the sama'u kushitat? And when the heaven is stripped off, laid bare. Why is the jahim su'irat? And when the hell will be set ablaze, by the jannat of uzlifat, and when the garden is brought near, alimat nafsum ma ahtarat. On that day, every soul shall come to know what it has sent before for itself. All its deeds are there. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Every soul will come to know that this is what I had sent before coming to this world. I had already sent these deeds of mine here. Now the second part of this surah, it discusses the same issue which is discussed in the beginning of Suratul Najm. Sight of the Prophet ﷺ, that he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original angelic form twice. Once on the ufuq, on the horizon, and once in the Sidratil Muntaha, on the day, on the night of the ascension, Miraj. So this the same issue is, because most more important issues are, as a rule, discussed in the Quran at least twice. Now here, there you know, Najm started with the oath, one najm iza hawa. Here also you find, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَصْعَصَ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. I swear by the receding stars, moving swiftly and hiding. And I swear by the night when it departs, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ, and by the morning when it breathes, starts breathing, you know, because activity is going to start after the morning, as if morning is breathing. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Verily, surely, definitely, this is the speech of a noble messenger. And here by the noble messenger is meant Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In Suratul Haqqah, the noble messenger, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And as we have read in Surah Al-Hajj, Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulam wa min al-nas. So this is word of God, word of Allah. From Allah it came to Jibreel. From Jibreel it came to Muhammad. And from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people knew it. So this is the speech of Jibreel also. And we can say this is the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it came out of the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not sent down written on anything. It was sent on his heart and the people came to know it through the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is called of Rasul. But both are Rasul. Jibreel is Rasul number one. He is the Rasul from among the angels. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul number two. He is the messenger from among the human beings. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. There he has ذُو مَرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. This was the, you know, condition of Hazrat Jibreel described in Surah Al-Najm. Here, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. He is endued with power. And he has a high position near the Lord of the throne, Zil Arshe Makin, Muta'in Samma Amin. He is obeyed by the angels. And at the same time, he is trustworthy. Whatever message is given to him, he conveys it exactly in the same form. Wama sahibukum majnoon. And your friend, your man, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same word came in Surah Al-Najm. Ma walla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is from amongst you. He's a Parsi from the tribe of Quraysh. And he has not gone mad. And here, ma sahibukum bi majnoon. He is not possessed. No evil spirit has possessed him. He has not gone crazy. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He saw the angel Jibreel at the clear horizon. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِالْظَنِينِ. It has been interpreted in two ways. He is not miserly in conveying the unseen. Whatever knowledge of the unseen comes to him, he conveys to the people. He is not miserly, he doesn't keep it to himself. And the second meaning is, he is not the seeker of the unseen. He doesn't want that, that the unseen should be disclosed to him. It is being disclosed to him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed him as a messenger. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Anyhow, this is not the speech of an accursed Satan. فَأَيْنَكَ الْحَبُونَ. So where are you heading? Where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both are nothing but an admonition to the world, to all the peoples, to all the nations of the world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. To whomsoever of you who wills to go straight, whosoever wants to take to the straight path, for him, this is the guidance. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And your wishing will also be of no avail, unless Allah also wishes. You want to do something, Allah gives the permission, then you can do it. So even your wishing and your deciding something is not sufficient. But Allah's permission is required. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Except as Allah wills, the Lord of the worlds. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.